This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, glad you're back with here in the 8 o'clock hour on the Mark Cox Morning Show. In here along with Kim St. Ange, Carl Middleman, Susan Thomas, getting you on your way to work. I have to tell you, when I was on my way back home, I don't often drive in rush hour traffic. One of the advantages of getting up at 3 in the morning is that there's no traffic on the way downtown, and when we leave in the middle of the morning after our shift is over here, there's no traffic on the way home. So yesterday, I told you earlier, I helped my daughter with a donation she did to a women's shelter, and we got done dropping it off. It was all the way down off Compton in South City, which is a pretty good distance from where I live. And I finally made my way back up through the city, up Hampton to 40, and it was standstill traffic. And this is 5:45, 6 o'clock last night. I mean, my heart goes out to all of you who are commuting on your way to work this morning and you face that crap every night. I'm just so, for my entire career, I've gravitated to mornings and I've never had to fight an afternoon commute. And sometimes you forget just how frustrating that can be.
I've worked in media now for, gosh, is it coming up on, I guess I graduated in 2012. I mean, it's been about 11, 12 years or so now. And like you said, I've always worked weird schedules where I'm going in at, you know, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, or I'm going in at like 2 p.m. and getting off work at 11 p.m. So I've really never fought traffic. I think 1 year in my career, maybe, I've worked like the 9 to 6 shift.
Well, shout out to our dear friend Susan Thomas for the great work she does, because I was listening to her, Travis. I was zeroed in on her traffic reports last night so that I knew I could, if there was a major problem on 40 or 44, I was going to take one or the other, and I knew that way I could avoid it, because Sue kept me up to date all during the Mark Reardon show yesterday. So, Susan, thank you for that. We love you for it. We'll have your hard work for it, for sure. All right, coming up, we are going to talk to Charles Payne a little later today, a little later this morning, 8:35, to talk about what's driving the market right now. Like, it went crazy after Trump won. What's it expecting? What's the feel about the new commerce secretary? What's the feel about the tariff conversation we had earlier? How's that impacting the market with these retailers heading into Christmas? We'll get to Charles, one of my favorite guests on a regular basis. We're going to get to him here at the bottom of the hour. But first, I want to get to our top stories, Carl.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
You don't know
you
anything.
You attacked me personally.
You're so deluded.
Oh, right. I've only been a professor for 51 years.
On this program, I've never been able to finish a thought.
How many books have you published?
this is more of the liberal meltdown. Can I just tell you that? Have you heard of this guy named Cenk Uygur, who's been on the Young Turks for years? He was one of the broadcasters there on that podcast for years. And he was into it with another liberal professor, trying to argue over who was the most wrong about the outcome of the election. And I just can't help but to smile when I watch it.
bathroom and I grab your ratty looking hair and drag your face down to the floor while I repeatedly bash it in.
Yeah, how about that? That if that's not a threat to a member of Congress, I can't imagine what is. It was some crazy lib on I don't know if it was on TikTok or what, that he posted this, but he's talking about taking Nancy Mace's head and smashing it into the floor because she doesn't want men in women's bathrooms.
100% going to stand in the way of any man who wants to be in a women's restroom, in our locker rooms, in our changing rooms. I will be there fighting you every step of the way.
Ah, and that's Nancy Mace, who said, I don't care. You can threaten me all you want. I'm a victim of assault. She says she was assaulted at one point in her life, has PTSD as a result of that, and will fight every day for the bill they just introduced in Congress to make sure men can't go in women's bathrooms on Capitol Hill.
More than 1,500 people have been charged in nearly every state for crimes related to the breach of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021.
Yeah, that is a story that was done down in Jeff City by Channel 4. They have a Capitol Bureau reporter who does reports for them down there. I think works for their parent company. And she's talking about this effort that's underway, if you haven't heard about it, to study and prepare a list for Donald Trump so that on January 20th, he has it laying on the Resolute desk there in the Oval Office when he resumes the presidency. And it will include recommendations on immediate pardons for January 6th offenders or people who were wrongly convicted for their role in January 6th, however you prefer to look at that. We know there are people who've been political prisoners in Washington, D.C. by a biased jury pool and biased prosecutors who've gone after them with a vengeance, like a nastiness about it. And you've got some people who've been sitting down there rotting in jail for 3.5 years now. I don't know what happened to your right to a speedy trial, who've never gotten a trial. And I thought it was, it's good. And, you know, they're pretty clear on this. Listen to Derek Myers from the Pardon 47 group saying that it's not about pardoning everyone, that there are people who did commit violence that day, but the vast majority of people did not. And they have been overcharged and overprosecuted. Go to cut 11, please.
It really boils down to restoring justice to those that have been political prisoners or hostages.
Derek Myers is the founder of a group called Pardon 47, a group vetting the viability of pardons for many who were involved in January 6th. But Myers says those accused of violent crimes may not be eligible.
Each case needs to be a case-by-case basis, and anybody who harmed a law enforcement officer will have to be really scrutinized to see if they are worthy of it.
Like 27-year-old Kyler Joseph Bard from Southwest Missouri, who this week was sentenced to 12 months and one day in prison, 2 years of parole, and ordered to pay a $2,000 fine. According to the Department of Justice, Bard assaulted a police officer during the January 6, 2021 breach on the Capitol.
Yeah. So they're claiming that they're going to have this list ready and sitting on Trump's desk when he takes office.
And that would, I would assume, include that gentleman, Jake Lang, we were talking with Ryan Wiggins about yesterday, who they're saying he, I guess, punched a cop. It doesn't sound like there's any evidence of that, but he was put in solitary confinement the other day.
Well, we were supposed to have him as a guest on this show a couple months ago. And when we went to call him, because, of course, he's in jail and has yet to go on trial for something that happened in January of 2021, we were unable to reach him because they had suddenly decided to put him in solitary confinement. What they didn't like is that he's a squeaky wheel, I imagine. Now, let him go to trial if that's the case, and let a jury decide if he's guilty of whatever it was. But keeping him there certainly violates his rights, and maybe that's something that Matt Gaetz can address once he becomes Attorney General, if that happens. All right, quick break here. We are looking forward to our discussion with Charles Payne here at the bottom of the hour, host of Making Money on the Fox Business Network, and we'll talk a little bit more about our first responders and our first responder spotlight today when we get back.
You know, the Biden administration did a lot of damage to this country, Martha, but this is a sin. This is the greatest sin of all, because they knew, and I'm sorry, Martha, they didn't care, because the political gains that they wanted by having open borders for whatever their reasons are to win elections and turn illegal immigrants into citizens, these children, as we sit here today, they are being raped, sexually assaulted multiple times a day in stash houses and other houses somewhere in our country right now. I can't think of anything worse. Anything worse, Martha.
Yeah, that was a Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor of the great state of Texas, talking about the difference in having a secure border and not, and the impact it's had on maybe 300,000 children. It's a stunning number. That's what trafficking experts recounted yesterday in front of Congress. Rape, sexual trafficking, maybe that's the same thing in a lot of cases, but there are problems with the way, remember when AOC stood at the border and it was all on all the TV channels and she broke down in crocodile tears and she couldn't believe that Donald Trump was separating children and there were children in pens and then you find out the truth about it, and they were holding cells designed by the Obama administration and built so that when families came across the border and the parents were being processed legally, the children had somewhere to go and watch TV and get a bite to eat. And, I mean, they had warm cots and meals and blankets and electronics. I mean, it was far from a prison to begin with. But you have to deal with that somehow. It's like Tom Homan said the other day. When you get arrested for DUI, if your kids are in the back seat, guess what? You're getting separated from your family.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to jail. The kids are either going to go to another family member or they're going to DFS.
Right.
One of the two. It's no different at the border. But that's not how the Biden administration handled this. If somebody walked in and said, that's my nephew, they just slapped their hand, gave them a court date, and released them into the country.
Mm-hmm.
And for all you know, that was a coyote bringing a child in for sex trafficking,
right,
who they sold somewhere for $20,000, and that child's now being abused. And that's what's so stunning about the testimony that we heard yesterday in Congress, that these people, that they just don't know how many people there might be. And that it's in many cases they're returned to a fake family. Listen to just a little bit of this here. Hang on. That would be operator error, Carl. Sorry about that. Here we go. Okay, still operator error. Let's try
Emily
this.
Was bruised, disoriented, and in pain. Medical examinations revealed that she had been raped, yet she was sent back to her abusers, because no verification was done to confirm her guardianship. This is not an isolated case, but a glaring failure of the system, leaving children in the hands of those who exploit them.
Yeah, just one of the people who testified yesterday in front of Congress on this whole thing. And as Dan Patrick said, it's an indictment of this open border policy by Kamala Harris, the border czar, and Joe Biden, ignoring the problem until 6 months ago when they couldn't ignore it anymore, and then doing the exact same things Donald Trump had been doing to try to limit some of the people coming across the border. They can argue with me till they're blue in the face, these lefties, that this is some sort of humanitarian effort on their part to save people who are just looking for a better life. But we know the truth. You can't sell me that line of garbage anymore. This was an attempt to pack the United States with people that you can then give amnesty, give $1,500 Visa gift cards, put them up in the Roosevelt Hotel in New York, fly them to Athens, Georgia, give them flights all around the country, infiltrate communities everywhere like Springfield, Ohio, completely upset the balance in some of these communities in terms of the demand on hospitals and schools and everything else it creates in an attempt to pack elections.
Mm-hmm.
I truly believe that, to change the course of history and determine that, well, you hope that all these people are going to vote Democrat. The fallacy of that is what we saw in this latest election. The people who are here legally, the Hispanics who are in this country illegally, voted for Donald Trump because if they've got a job, they don't want to see it taken by the person that just came in illegally.
Yeah, I wonder how many companies have hired these illegals and are kind of paying them under the table and are now flipping out knowing that their employees are about to be deported.
Yes. Yes. We've got that. It's the one thing I'm the most excited about in the Trump administration. And that man's name is Tom Holm. And mm-hmm. I cannot wait to see what he does in that position and to how quickly they can get it done. And it'll take a combined effort by the Department of Justice and the Department of Homeland Security to get that accomplished.
One of my favorite answers was when someone said, hey, can we do this and handle this whole situation without having to separate families? He said, obviously, of course we can. We deport them all. The whole family goes back together.
Yeah, of course, that's why they like the anchor baby argument, right? Because if you're born here, you're automatically a citizen. Mm-hmm. So then your parents are anchored here because they've got a child. That's part of the game. That's something else that needs to change. If you're not here legally and you have a child, that child is not a U.S. citizen. You can't fly in the month you're due and give birth to a child and suddenly that child is an American citizen. That's got to be one of the things that they change. Coming up, we're going to get to Charles Payne, host of Making Money, and find out what he's up to and what he thinks of maybe Trump's Linda McMahon pick for education and the new commerce secretary.
The moment that President Trump puts his hand on that Bible and takes the oath of office, as he has said, the occupation ends, Liberation Day begins. The moment
what kind
that
of
President
a country
Trump
we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want us to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Charles Payne, welcome back to the program, my friend. How are things going?
Everything's going really well. Thank you very much. I'm feeling those animal spirits.
I'll bet you are. So has the market for the most part, right?
Oh, it's been amazing. Yeah, it really, really has been. The so-called Trump trade, you know, those specific Trump stocks or Bitcoin, things like that have been through the roof. But a lot of stocks that don't get a lot of recognition from the financial media, you know, promising companies, have just come on strong. There's a really amazing feeling out there. And I really think it's reflective of the nation. You know, listen, look at this past week and all the sporting events and everyone doing the Trump dance or their Trump shimmy. There's a shimmy going on throughout the market right now.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I was a little surprised to see you come out and endorse Dogecoin.
I got close.
I'm just kidding.
I tell you what, Doge has been the top performing asset of all assets since the election.
Wow. That's a shock because didn't Musk start that sort of as a joke?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he did. But, you know, so yeah, Dogecoin is up right now 141%.
Wow.
Since November 19th. Yeah. Since November 5th, rather.
Yeah.
Hey, Charles,
yeah.
I have to ask you about these tariffs that Trump wants, because you have some of these big companies like Walmart trying to freak people out, saying, you know, if these are actually put in place, then we're going to have to raise prices on you.
Yeah, well, you know, Walmart has got it going pretty good right now. I think the last thing you want to do is really try to start to freak people out or, hey, you know, I've got to charge you a little bit extra for this plastic crap that you keep buying from us and making us the most valuable company in the world. Now, you know, they really, I think they should be a little cool about it. But that does underscore something, right, that you have to give Trump so much credit because he ran on tariffs and everyone hates tariffs. The liberals hate tariffs. The conservatives hate tariffs. And everyone points to Smoot Hawley back in, you know, 1930, 1929, 1930 in the Great Depression. But Trump is looking at it differently. And by the way, we have tariffs right now Believe it or not, we have tariffs in place right now. We've had them since 1700, and every country in the world has them right now. And we use them successfully to engineer our economy. The Fort Noyer-McCumber tariffs of 1922 brought us out of a Great Depression into the Roaring Twenties. We had them under McKinley. And by the way, McKinley set up the next 36 years of Republican dominance, the fourth political system in our country, using tariffs as an economic policy. Yeah, things have changed, but by the same token, things haven't changed. We're the largest, strongest economy in the world. We should not get pushed around by unfair trade practices.
Yeah, I agree. Kim, who was the company you said was considering maybe pulling its factory out of China?
I'm trying to remember.
There's been a bunch of them.
Was it Columbia? The Columbia Sportswear? Was that
I don't know.
The company?
One of them said they might do that. So my question is, Charles, and I made this point to Kim earlier, you probably got a much better perspective on this from a 30,000-foot level, but I mean, the United States is still the 500-pound gorilla in the room, right? I mean, when it comes to the economy. So I would expect a lot of these companies might make those moves before any tariff actually has to be placed.
My prediction before the election is that President Trump will have an Iranian hostage-like moment. If you go back to the Iranian hostages, right, 444 days held hostage under Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan wins the election, and on January 20th, 1981, what happens? The day of the inauguration, they release all the hostages.
Yes.
I would be shocked if China does not make some sort of conciliatory move between now and the inauguration. I really would be shocked. Now, there's already an onshoring thing that began under Trump. China's economy is far weaker than it was before, in part to Trump, what he started, but also the zero child policy, their zero COVID policy. They backfired in every way possible. And Europe is just a complete basket case that just has shot itself in the foot. They've had a lot of elections there. If you thought we had some election shocker, there have been some massive ones over in Europe where people are starting to wake up. I just worry if it's too little too late.
Why does the left in this country, at least the left-leaning media, hate Howard Lutnick so much? The headline this morning on CNN is his Commerce Secretary pick is a crypto booster with ties to one of the industry's most controversial players.
You know what? I'm not sure. Lutnick, of course, his firm lost more than anyone else in 9/11. They had the top floors over at the World Trade Center. I used to do his annual charity thing every year until they started getting bigger names. And
yeah,
like,
come
Charles,
on.
We got The Rock, my man. We don't need you this week, this time. but when he first started it, they were happy to see me. But the left just simply hates. I mean, you know, the name calling, the finger pointing, the innuendos. It's just we need to be turning the page as a nation. And, you know, even if you don't like who won, let's step back for a moment. Let's see what happens, okay? But they're going to continue to try to derail all of this, and I think they're making a big mistake because this has been well thought out. These things aren't done on a whim, and the people who are involved are not dumb people. They're smart people. In fact, they're probably better historians than 99% of the folks writing these articles.
I was thinking that myself. I was writing in this morning listening to some news headlines, and they introduced Linda McMahon, who he's promoted to be education secretary, you know, as instead of mentioning the fact that she, of course, used to run the Small Business Administration previously under Trump, the only thing they go to is her ties to wrestling, like to Vince McMahon. That's how
right.
they introduced her. I mean,
right.
they're trying to tear them down every way they can.
But think about this. Think about how wrestling was like this little schlocky thing, maybe on local TV.
Yep.
And they turned it into a multi-billion-dollar business. That's her resume. That's her resume. It's a remarkable resume. It's amazing. It's what they did with the wrestling, worldwide wrestling. It's beyond the imagination. If you went back 30, 40 years ago and thought about local wrestling and how corny it was and how localized it felt and what they were able to brand build on that. It's an example of people who do things, not talk about it, but who actually go out and have done it in real life.
It's true. Linda McMahon's 76 years old. Lord knows she could be happily retired, and she's stepping back into it to attack whatever's going on in education. I think it's fantastic. What are you talking about on the show today?
Well, we got to focus on NVIDIA. They report their earnings after the close. It's like the most important company in the world now because of AI. So we'll focus on that a little bit. I've got Joe Lavagna, who used to work with Trump. He's one of the top economists. He's going to explain to the audience why tariffs will not be inflationary at all. So if anyone still wants more information on that, that's another reason to listen. And, of course, I've got some Bitcoin folks on. That's the Bitcoin. Doge has done better, but Bitcoin has done pretty good, too.
So was it up to 82,000 now or something like that?
94,000.
Oh, my God. It went up another 10 grand.
You can't blink. Yeah.
That's amazing. Charles, great having you on again, my friend. Thank
you. It's great being on. Miss you guys.
All right. See you later.
See you.
All right. Yeah, bye. Yeah, that's 90. It was 80 last week.
That's nuts.
He's like, you can't blink.
Maybe Charles should be working for the Department of Government Efficiency.
Oh, my goodness. I don't think they could afford him, but he'd be great.
He would be fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. They're taking applications, by the way.
Yeah, and they want people who can work 80-plus hours a week.
And not get paid.
Imagine. I'm sure wives are like, yes, honey, please go work for the Department of Government Efficiency 80-plus hours a week. And also, yeah, no income for us.
And just remember, if you don't, if you harbor the belief that they're not going to be able to accomplish anything. Imagine the look Elon Musk got the first time he told someone, hey, you know what? We're going to make a rocket go to space and come back and land right back where it started. Mm-hmm. They probably looked at him like he had two heads. If he can do that, he ought to be able to clean up government.
I agree.
I'm just saying. That expect that to happen shortly here in America. All right, coming back, we'll get to our honor today of our first responder spotlight. Stay tuned.
This is your First Responder Spotlight.
All right, shout out today in our First Responder Spotlight to our friends at the Madison County Sheriff's Department. Thanks for all you do on a daily basis to keep the rest of us safe and secure. We love to spend the month of November thanking our first responders. In some cases, having them on the show, we're going to have Chief Greg Brown on Friday talking about backstoppers. We're excited about that from Eureka. And thanks to all of you, by the way. By the way, I do want to remind you of the ATF raffle I got going on. Listen, we're behind the curve here. We got 7 days left to sell these tickets. They're only $1 a piece. I mean, honestly. Now, they're asking for a minimum $10 purchase, but $10. If you can spend $50, if you can spend $100, if you can spend $500, all of it is going to help responderrescue.org, where they help our first responders when they need help. And I love doing that. This is a month heading into the holidays where they get a lot of requests, and every dime makes a difference. So here's what we're offering you this year. In fact, right now on my Facebook page, I'm going to go up there and post a picture of me holding the new CMMG Descent Mark IV rifle that the range has donated this year. This is an awesome rifle. And you can win this. It's one of the three prizes. It's worth $2,100. It's really cool. CMMG is a Missouri gun business. They're over on the other side of Jeff City and in Boonville, I think, and they make some fine weapons. This one's $2,100. So for $10 worth, you get 10 tickets for $10. You got a chance of winning that. Thanks to our friends at the Range St. Louis West, you got a chance of winning a package for 10 people to the private lounge over at Lit Cigar Lounge. My friend Brian Schneider over there not only donated their private lounge, a bottle of his hand-picked bourbon, cigars for the evening, and a box of Opus X Story cigars. Hard to find. The value over $1,000. So we're going to have a winner who claims that, and then the basket of bourbon. I've been putting this together with help from lots of friends. My friend Tom has helped out. Mark over at Stolach Whiskey has helped us out. Lore Wine and Spirits have donated. I'm donating a bottle of Weller Antique 107. There's going to be Old Dominic Cask Strength. Midwinter's Night Dram is going to be in there. Blanton's Gold. I know you'll recognize these if you're bourbon fans. There's some Four Roses single barrel in there that came from my friends over at Lore Wine and Spirits. Old Elk Cask Strength. So many fine people have donated to this. It's probably going to be $1,200 to $1,500 worth of bourbon. Plus, you get a signed jersey from none other than Robert Thomas of the St. Louis Blues. Three big winners. We'll pick them the Wednesday before Thanksgiving out at the range at about 12:30. I'll do a Facebook Live that day, and we will announce the winners. It's selected at random by a computer. So all of your donations, when they're made, go directly into the account for Responder Rescue, and they get all the money, which is why we're so happy that we can be part of this and help them out. So if you can help, we would appreciate it. It's easy. Our website, 971talk.com, there's a link. You can text the word responder to 33100 on your phone or your tablet. That's the easiest way, in my opinion. Text responder to 33100 on your phone. You're going to get a link directly to your phone. Share this with friends so we can make as much money as possible. If you're at the range for some reason, you can even buy your tickets right there. So we're trying to make it easy. We've also got Guns and Hoses coming up. We've been giving away tickets all week. Of course, one of the sponsors of this year, Golden Oak Lending. We appreciate what they do as well. We'll be giving away more tickets tomorrow on the show. And again on Friday, it's my understanding from my friend Tom Twelman Jr. over at Hair Saloon, they've got some tickets left in a couple of their locations. So call your store before you go, the one closest to you. I think they've got 14 locations in St. Louis. You can still pick up some Guns N' Hoses tickets over there as well if you're looking to go. And I'll see you down there. We've made it a tradition in our family. Kim St. Ange is going this year, right?
My first time.
It's going to be fun. Carl Middleman is a forced participant, but he'll be there as well.
I've been going since the third year that they began.
Wow. That many years?
A long time.
Carl, that's outstanding. You're old.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. We appreciate that. Carl, you get to play some of the music?
I get to play a lot of the music. In fact, I know what most of the fighters are going to be coming out.
Oh, they're walkout songs.
Yeah,
that's
so
right.
They got to choose their own walkout song if they wanted.
And some of them
Not
left
all
it
of
up
them.
To Carl.
No requests. I'm like, okay, great.
Yeah.
You're going to get something fantastic.
You one play of them like said, Under the Sea or something ridiculous.
One of them said something hip-hop. Right?
Anything hip hop. What was another one?
And then there was the guy's
Metallica.
Nickname.
Yeah, anything Metallica.
Yeah, anything Metallica.
Anything Creed. Yeah. I saw
one guy. His nickname is Panteras. So guess what?
Oh yeah,
he's going to get some Pantera.
Okay, I like that.
Except I think it's named after the pizza place rather than the band.
I wonder if he'll get that. I wonder how many people in the audience will recognize the Pantera music when it comes on.
I would not.
I might not.
But I could go for some pizza.
Yeah, that's true. That's
the
always
hunk.
Good pizza.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Alan's got it.
All right. Brian Kilmeade coming up next for you here. Annie Fry, Mark Reardon in a little later today. Kim, Carl, Sue, and I will see you back here Thursday morning at 5 a.m. Have a great day.
Get more at 971talk.com.